B-O-O-T-Y.
I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Podcast. That was a blast from the past. Two ways. It's an old song, and it's also an old UFOFU from, I guess they're from Denton. Today, Dustin's sitting with me. So that's I'm right, right?
Hello.
UFO if you Denton.
UFO if you was from Denton.
And what was that that album that's off of? It's got all kinds of DFW bands covering. DFW does metal.
Come on, Feel the Metal.
Come on, Feel the Metal.
And it is a old one ton release, double disc.
It's nice.
They put out.
It's got Trippin' Daisy on it, Toadies on it, Havoc Hagfish is on it.
Slow Roosevelt. Dusu.
It's a good one.
A whole slew of bands.
So I've wanted to play something from that for some time. I forget. Now's as good a time as any because this show is going to get a little bit funky.
And a lot of fun.
So check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, here's on 97.5, The Pirate. Speaking of pirates, this is Monday. Last night, we went to the Secret Chambers in Fort Worth. Me and Zach, and Rebecca was with him, Joe and Amanda, and Lady Lord was there. Dustin was there, and Richard from Henry the Archer, and Brittany. It was nine of us. We went, and we did the pirate-themed room, so we had to escape from Blackbeard's chamber, I guess is what it was. And so we pulled audio from it, and we thought let you hear some of it. So we had a really good time, and we'll talk about it, but we'll go ahead and figure out where Zach is and see what he's doing to kick it off. All right, where you at, Zach?
All right, here we are at the Funky Town Podcast. We are on location this week. Right now it's me and Joe hanging out front of the Fort Worth Escape, the Secret Chambers.
Secret Chamber.
Escape Room. It's going to be friggin' awesome.
What is an escape room? Your team will have 60 minutes to find all the clues, crack the code, solve the puzzles, complete the challenges, and escape! Use cunning, dedication, and teamwork in the adrenaline-filled race to beat the clock.
Visit www.thesecretchambers.com to book now. It's going to be great.
So we've started solving some puzzles in the waiting room with some pieces of paper and some clues. That's all we know so far. Was shaking.
No curse words? There's a sign?
No, there's a...
Oh. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic right now.
Right on.
Sounds fantastic, Donnie.
Sounds a little way fantastic.
What's going on?
Oh, we're just doing the intro.
Who all's here? Oh, look at this.
The whole fam damily.
Yes. Dustin, Jeff,
Diana. I hope Dustin doesn't ruin it.
Rebecca, Amanda.
They said they've changed it since he was here last.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So who all are we waiting on?
What do they do with
us?
It?
We got about 15 minutes until our time starts.
We're not going to do this for 15 minutes.
Sweet.
What kind of curious
we have? I said we would be.
Right
on the way
time.
Here, I'm like, we're going to be the last ones.
Oh, that's okay.
We knew you would, though.
Yeah, right on time, though.
All right, we just went to... Did he come straight from the movie?
He just saw Civil War.
Yeah, we saw it together, and then I had to stop and pick Brittany up.
That guy looks perfect for John.
Yeah, very mysterious.
All right, should we bail out of this now?
Mustachioed and mysterious.
So, what would y'all have done if I would have just ran in there as soon as the door opened and said the final code to finish everything?
And then ran away.
I was like, the last combination is...
blah, blah, blah. Just ran off.
All right.
He did say... we'll wait till the end. I was going to talk about something he said at the end. About times and stuff, but
okay.
Wait till we get there. But when we did get there, we all went inside, did little boxes, little puzzle boxes. You'd slide it this way and that way and twist it and turn it and cast a spell on it, and it'll open up, and there's a little piece of paper inside of it, and it'll give you
like a Chinese puzzle box,
mm-hmm.
is what a bunch of them are.
The little riddles or clues are inside of them.
And a few of the riddles help lead to different things. Once you enter the room, like one talks about a mermaid and one talks about the book,
mm-hmm.
which is
the journal.
So
it's cool. Yeah. So we're just hanging out waiting for everybody to get there. They got a night. I think that once you get there a little bit early to kind of get a feel, kind of if you have any questions or what have you. And
to sign the waiver.
Oh, yeah.
In case you die. Yeah. Or, you know, they decide to keep you in there forever.
Because you don't get out in 60 minutes, so you have to stay.
You have to stay. Become a prop.
Yeah, I didn't really read the waiver. I probably should have read that.
I think you signed your soul away.
It probably said no broadcasting, podcasting, reproduction of this shall be allowed by law.
Well, get ready for this hour. Yeah,
all right. All right, so how should we do this? Should we see what else is going on here? Because I know eventually, I think other people come outside.
Oh my god, I was like trying to look through it.
He's penny production of teamwork in an adrenaline filled race to beat the clock. Adrenaline? I'm thinking of mountains when I hear that word.
I don't think there's mountains in there.
When might be.
Really, I don't think
first
so.
Heard about this, it kind of made me nervous because I'm a little claustrophobic.
Right.
But I know that they're going to let us out after an hour.
Right.
We're going to escape way before an hour.
Pretty sure we could break the door down if we had.
I'm saying if we're just, yeah, saying if we don't.
A lot of tough talk.
After an hour,
a lot of boasting.
It's not like,
how great would it be if the dude from Saw's head just popped out of nowhere?
You
want to
play a game.
Sorry.
The ceiling starts coming down, the walls start coming in, the water starts filling up.
I don't
up.
Like that feeling of doing this. I don't
want
to do that.
Dustin went ran to Best Buy. He didn't bring his batteries for his camera. And I didn't bring any extras for that.
Way to go, Dustin.
That's fully charged.
That should be good.
So
thinking ahead
okay.
There.
I didn't bring
are you recording on MP3? Or no wave?
It was 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. We're
see, fine. Wave.
We have an hour.
Oh, I'm excited. We're recording now.
So what happens if we find the last clue first? Then we just get it. What if we find the key in 1 second?
I bet it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I think it might be like
pre-record. One of those said you have to wear an eye patch to
improve
your vision.
Yeah,
so it's in the dark.
You gotta look for the book that stands out from the rest.
Wait, what? We're supposed to be reading stuff?
No, but like those boxes in there. First, you gotta figure out how to open the box, and once you do, there's a clue inside of it. And I'm sure you're gonna have to find whatever that clue means.
How did that one hard one get open? How do you open that one that's real tough?
You just pull a little harder. She didn't pull it hard enough. That's our mission.
She didn't pull it hard enough.
Yeah, but you pull this one here and then turn over and pull that one and then go and you keep going around and then you just kinda got
what are y'all talking about?
Pulling boxes.
Oh, those boxes.
Well, we've got the preliminary clues.
I think those are just practical.
They're the clues to lead you to the clues to break out. Here he comes.
All right, so I think we're getting ready to go now. I think he's coming to get us.
As I run across Green Oaks.
Oh, that was you. You're the one that's coming. All right, we still got
I'm playing Frogger.
We're going to go inside here in a second. That guy's going to come and get us.
Did they reach out to us first?
I reached out to them. I listen to the Brian Blue Show every now and again, and they have an ad.
Luke Bryan.
The Brian Blue Show.
Oh.
On the Pirate, which is where I heard the commercial for the Secret Chambers.
I heard that.
I've listened to that show a couple times.
Yeah, it's the Brian Blue Show.
Do you want me to stop this now? Or?
Wait.
Let's see what's
off
happening
the poop
now.
Deck.
Poop deck. That's a good place.
We were there in the dark, and then we heard this uncanny laugh.
It's a bunch of nervous laughter.
I'm not going to force it.
Yes. That's what it is. Everybody's nervous about going in.
Once we go into the mattress giant escape room.
So, but you can tell that we're having a really good time. All right.
That's what we're talking about right there. All right. So coming up, you guys, everybody went in.
Yeah, I was trying to get to the part where the guy comes out and kind of introduces what's going to happen.
Does a little debriefing.
Yeah, and then we go into the room. And then from there, we'll let you take over because you go around and do some play-by-play. We'll listen to some of that.
I tried my best golf announcing like we were at the Masters, and I was talking like this, all creepy. I think it comes off more creepy than it does golf at the Masters.
Probably.
So everybody will probably be severely creeped out.
This is definitely a weird... Man, I try to do some of the weirdest stuff sometimes with this podcast.
I think it came out great, so we'll see.
All right. Okay, we are in.
Okay, so I'm going to give the rules. We'll break down the rules real quick. Everything will be nice and settled. So the first one that we want to point out is safety first. We want to make sure everybody's safe. There is furniture in the room that we ask you not to stand on. We just want you to We'll probably just sit down. If you get tired, you can sit down in the chairs, but we don't just don't want you hanging from the ceiling or anything like that as well. There are two model ships in the room. I don't know if you were here when they said that. The two model ships, those are just there for decoration. There's not that, there's no clues or anything like that in them. They're very old. They're very antique. I think they're from the 1700s. And we had a few people already kind of mess with them and break a few stuff on them as well. But those are just for show as well. There are candles on the wall that don't turn, or they're just there for show as well, the lights, and also the anchors as well. I think that's pretty much everything besides. I mean, y'all know not to put your fingers in the electrical outlet or anything like that. So you'll be surprised if you have people, is this a clue? Is this? No, it's not a clue.
No, it is funny because at first, when you get in there, there's like all these options and you're looking around, you're looking for anything. But towards the end of it, you start to get desperate and you do start to look at anything that you might have missed. So I can totally, at first you're like, ah, it's funny, but I can totally see you start messing with the candles, messing with the ships, messing with standing on top of chairs or turning them upside down, because the later it goes, the more desperate you are to find a clue.
The Chinese reproduction model ships from the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
That, the locks, if something feels like it's snug or if it's not opening, there's probably a key to it somewhere, in some type of hole anywhere, just look all around. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it for the rules. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of scene setting. The year is 1718, and you have been summoned to the Queen Anne's Revenge, Blackbeard's pirate ship. And you've been summoned to the coast of Cuba. And you don't know why you've been there, you just know that you've been summoned somewhere to get something from Blackbeard. So, that being said, if you're ready to go back to the pirate room, then you can head back this way.
All right, let's go. All right, now we're going. Looks like the sound effects is walking down the hall.
This is excellent Foley.
And you have 1 hour to complete the course.
1 hour?
And there are gold doubloons around the room to pay the pirate if you do get stuck on a clue or a little bitty puzzle in there.
What is it you say?
The gold doubloons, or like small gold doubloons around the room that you could pay the pirate and help you through as well.
I've never heard the word doubloon.
All right.
Since everybody's in, I'll start your time.
It's a gold coin.
Alrighty, enjoy.
All right, so they let us in the room, and the first thing that we noticed, it was cold in there. I was going to bring a jacket, and the wife thought about bringing a jacket, but first everybody's like, all right, we're in. It's cold. You didn't notice it was cold? Yeah, it was chilly. And so, we all just kind of stood around and looked at each other and just started. We all just kind of went to the four corners of the room. Nobody had any new plans. There's no leader. We all just kind of just split.
Scattered.
Yep. And then you had a handheld.
And I had done it before, previously. And I didn't want to give y'all too much help. Like, should I tell them that there needs to be a leader? Or that you need to take care of this. Because when I went, it was pure chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody scattered went. There were eight of us, so we all went eight different directions, grabbed eight different things, start tearing the room apart. But you kind of need teamwork on this.
Right.
And you'll hear it at the beginning of this. So, do you want to start the big audio?
Yeah, so you're walking around with your handheld. Because whenever we went in there, Zach just put down the recorder on the table, and it just captured an hour worth of room audio, which
chaos.
Is, yeah, it's nothing that you want to hear. But you actually walked around and kind of filled some of that chaos in with some play-by-play. And so we can listen to some of that and see what it sounds like.
Here we go. Welcome to the first annual Funky Town Podcast Escape Room Challenge. My name is Dustin Schneider, and I will be your play-by-play commentator tonight as we are trapped at the escape room in the pirate chamber.
Here's like a journal. I think we should read this.
The chamber is laid out like a pirate ship from the 18th century. I believe they said 1760. And inside of it are various chests, a cannon, a globe, some flags, some shutters, pictures, and a nice, beautiful candlelight motif.
September 2nd, 1777. There's a method in this journal's madness. For each code or key garnered from whatever is made mention of in the red words, surely correlates with the symbol found at the bottom of the same page.
These symbols can be found on the locks in the cabin. For example, if you solve the puzzle relating to the Jolly Roger, that's in red, the code you receive goes to the lock with the equal sign symbol on it. Blue words yield secrets as well, but you'll have to find out what they mean for yourself.
That was Zach from the Funky Town podcast reading from the captain's journal. He was relaying some words and some clues that were laid out before them. In the center of the room is a round table with four chairs. On this table, there's a piece of paper, a quill pen, magnifying glass, and a little stand. And everybody keeps bringing their clues that they've got back to this round table.
Oh, wait a second. All right, you must be the bunch of things that Petey hired. Oh, my mistake then. Sorry about that. My name's Bill, and I'm here to help you. All right? So let's see here. I'll be in right in a second, all right?
Right.
All right, well, it seems you've already locked yourselves inside. Fine bunch of thieves that you are. All right, well, let's see here. If I'm locked out here and you're in there, I'll make a deal with you. There ought to be some old doubloons hidden around the cracks and crannies of this old cabin. If you happen to find any, and you feel like you're getting stuck and need a hint, let me know and give me one of those. I'll trade you a hint for one of them coins. In the meantime, the rest of you run into some kind of distress or something, I'll do whatever it is you landlubbers do. Take a selfie or something. In the meantime, I'll be out here on guard, so if you need me, give me a couple knocks and trade me one of them doubloons, I'll give you a hand, all right?
Right on, thank you.
All right. That was it scared everybody whenever he popped in there. We all jumped.
I was standing by Amanda and Joe, and Amanda, like, jumped out of her skin.
Oh, really?
Swung the door. Because what they have is they have a big, I guess what, it's an oversized door that leads you in, but then it's got a nice little cutaway window in it that the pirate comes by and yells at you or taunts you or congratulates you when you've reached certain points of the challenge.
It's really like you're inside a video game. You're playing a live action video game, you know, where you get you're on the ship and you're in a room and you have a time limit to get out. You know, I think I said a couple of times in this, I kept expecting, I kept thinking that skeletons were gonna pop up out of the floor. We're gonna have to fight them, and once we knocked the skeletons apart, we'd have little gold coins, and then we'd leave there and we'd buy, like, you know, bigger swords and.
I don't think we had the proper acid for that.
No.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, because I wasn't getting a lot of experience points.
No, not at all.
But that was cool. I mean, that's what it was like. It was set up the same way the video game does, where the guy will pop in and kind of tell you you know.
Which, maybe we should make a Tron room. Thinking. All right, back to the audio?
Sure.
Okay. So here we are. We're with Richard Hennessy. He's trying to undo a lock here.
It's not working.
Well, most locks do need a key.
So it's open. It's open.
Oh, then pull it off.
I'm trying. Oh, I'm failing. That's what.
All right. We're with Joe Tacky, bass extraordinaire. He has opened up
and I found a key.
Behind a set of shutters in the wall, he's found the key. Joe, you also missed another important.
Oh, and a card. Ooh, that almost fell. X or 10.
Joe has opened up a chest that contains the bones of a skeleton and what appears to be a saber of some sort. There is a saber. The Lady Lord is holding the saber in her hand. What does that look like?
That's a
392. That is a number with 392. 392. I'm going to write that down for you guys.
It's another one of these things.
So it's a three-digit combination. Are there any other...
This one's got four.
This one has four as well. Do you see another one that has three? That is...
Oh, there's two over there.
I'm here with Brittany. She's holding up a piece of paper with red circles. Do you have any idea what that is?
Do you?
I think that's changed since the time I was here.
I feel like it...
matches up to something. Can't explain it, but I felt like if you were to hold it up to that, whatever letter is there would match or something.
I've got you. Back over with Richard as he's looking through the cabinets. You need the anchor for that to open that. What about here? What is this? Oh, these are letters. There is a bookshelf right as you enter the room on the left-hand side. And on this bookshelf is a pirate ship, a gun, a cannon, some books, and a bunch of locked drawers that these guys are trying to get into. What do you have there, Richard?
An anchor thing.
Richard is holding the anchor up to the door. And he has opened the door.
Guys, Richard has found something.
What you got in there?
Got something big and filled with coins.
It's filled with all kinds of coins. See, we can bribe the pirate with that, guys.
Coins, man.
I think it's those coins.
I'm bribing with it too.
But yeah, lots of booty. Get it? Booty.
It's bootyful.
Gold.
Does anybody know how to open these really good? I am so oblivious. There we go. Nice.
So, did y'all use this already?
Oh, what'd you find in there?
This is a handle.
It's another clue. It's actually it says, "To R is pirate. Count them all, me hearties."
Now, Richard has found a key. What is that? A red key. But the locks were already open. With the red spot.
That's probably what it. Yeah.
Because look at the lines.
Oh, yeah. That's, sorry.
I'm not smart enough for this.
Once we get into the realm,
I'm not
though,
smart enough for this game. That's right. You got it on tape. I need
five. Okay.
Letters.
Will there be a thing more precious than man's rum? He thinks not. I even hear wives' tales, but babies' gun.
What else?
Bit of cloth soaked in rum, soothe the wheel.
No, it was on the back of that.
Zach is on the prowl of something here. We're trying to figure out what.
Maybe
331?
331, you said?
Yeah.
Why are you getting these?
I can't see. this is... Because those are Z's, but that's a weird word to put.
Two threes in.
Not 331.
If there's a...
I know, but...
This date could be important.
What's the date?
It's March 5th, 1778.
You want to go in order? So 46 minutes are left in this challenge. These guys have been at it for 14 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, right. So 46 minutes. We've only been doing this for 14 minutes.
14 minutes. And there's a lot of chaos happening.
There's a lot of chaos happening. We're going to try to cut a lot of this out. But that's fun. You know, I will tell you, as we started to go along and do it more, we started to kind of work in teams. And it's important to share information. Did you ever watch Lost?
Yes.
I used to always get so mad because nobody would tell each other what... It's like, if you guys would all sit down and just talk to each other, y'all figure this out.
But no one trusted each other.
Nobody trusted each
other. At least you're in a room where everybody trusts each other.
Right.
You know, you're not going to kill your wife.
Right.
Or Zach, even though I know you have a desire to.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, but that's, you know, we started to, you know, I did this, I did that. What
yeah.
is this? You know, and a lot of brainstorming where... If you're talking it out loud, even if you're wrong, somebody else is kind of picking up how it's wrong and then making a more educated guess. And then someone else is like, ooh, and then seeing it from a different way. And
that was a good thing y'all did. Y'all at least were talking your way through things,
mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't right. Because like you said, subconsciously someone could be across the room and go, oh, wait, that works over here, not over there.
Right.
Because a lot of stuff, you know, the room's what? Probably 18 feet by 12 feet wide. It's a pretty decent sized room.
Sure, but...
A lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having to cross back and forth, and it's not like everything... You did everything in one corner and then moved to another corner. It's crisscrossing the room 100 times to figure out one leg of the puzzle.
Do you think it'd be easier to do it like in a big group like this, like because there was 9 of us, or is it easier for like 2 or 3 people?
Depends, because
or maybe like 5 is the perfect balance, like right in the middle, where it's
yeah.
not too big, not too small.
Like when I went, our group did not communicate well,
We had a bunch of stuff that got unlocked, got thrown on the table. A lot of numbers were just thrown around.
Right. So, like, I figured I could figure it out, but not tell you. And then you're.
But we ended with a lot of time left on the clock. Yeah. That's the thing, is we still ended really quick, but it felt disorganized, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I like to solve puzzles, it felt disorganized to me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even tell you where we started, who found the first clue, and how that led to the second one. Because, like I said, we all just kind of went in there, and I was kind of stumbling from place to place and trying to figure out. I found my place over on one spot and was trying to figure it out, and I could not figure it out. And we didn't actually end up figuring that clue out until much later anyway. So where I was at, I think, was already probably too far in the game. But,
yeah.
But I'm trying to figure this part out, and Brittany's with me. We're doing all these different, you know, things or whatever. And other people were figuring stuff out to where eventually trying to, okay, these guys are doing stuff over here. Let me go and see what they're up to and kind of see where they're going around with it.
When we went in, we used the clue that we got in the lobby to start everything off with. But we were also immediately greeted with the pirate. Y'all were in there for about 3 minutes before the pirate came in and told you what the heck was going on. So y'all were already adventuring and finding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the clues is in the lobbies, you know, something about the mermaid. So that stuck with us, and we went straight to the mermaid statue, which, from what I've been told, is the starting point.
Okay.
But, so you, the object is you've got to build a map, a pirate map, and there's five pieces. So basically there are five legs to figuring this out. And then once you have those five legs, there's a final leg to get out. And I think you could, if you had a big enough group, you know, two or three people could work on each leg because none of them really corresponded with each other.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, each leg that led to a piece of the map was its own route. And, like, three people could work on that route. And, you know, two people could work on the route two. And
could you do it by yourself? I wonder if anybody does it by themselves.
Well, he said that husband and wife group.
But that's not by themselves. I mean, like, just came in a there. Person, one person, solo.
Yeah, within an hour? That'd be interesting.
I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think.
I don't think I could do it having already done it by myself. Because I think there's so much going on that,
right,
I would forget the order of how to do things,
yeah,
in it. Yeah.
But we had a really good time. And I don't want to play too much because so much of it is chaos. We can look through and see if we have.
We are cutting a lot out because there's a lot of numbers being thrown around. There's a lot of spoilers given.
Yeah,
so
we
don't
give away anything, you know, because I'd like y'all to go, you know, if it sounds
check
fun,
it out.
To go check it out and not go, okay, well, here's all the numbers that they were yelling out and here's the, you know.
Yeah. So we'll dive back into it, see what we got.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a little bit.
Probably.
Zach has opened the rum bottle. He's going to take a swig now, make this game a little more interesting.
Go. Okay, I got a red cloth. I'm going to untie it. I got a number. It's a four-digit number.
Go ahead and open
that
up.
Let's see what we got. That says rum on it.
Rebecca, really full of herself, thinking that this is the way it goes. What if it fails? Oh.
You did it.
Oh, haha.
Rebecca was right.
Sweet.
All right, y'all got a piece of the map.
All right. Oh, man. Is that it? Birdcage
on it. From one side of the room to another, they go from the chest of the globe over to the chest of another table. Over here, we've got Zach again. Open it up. Everybody's gathered around, wondering, excited.
Aha!
Another piece of the map. We now have two pieces of the map. For some reason, there's a skeleton just laying in the middle of the floor with its pieces everywhere.
No chalk outline.
This would be the most disturbing chalk outline ever. They have about five or six more locks left of things they're trying to figure out. Mr. Lord, what do you think so far?
I like this. I'm having fun. But I'm not that smart. I'm not good at puzzles.
I told you, this was not the type of event to come to inebriated.
That's not the what? Type of event to come to what?
Inebriated.
Oh, right, right.
Because okay, wait, it really messes with
you. Let's see if there's a sword in this book.
And there's so much information everywhere.
Zach has to have been sober for like 4 or 5 days just to get prepared for this. But you see that Richard is not sober right now. And thus he is having problems
right.
with everything.
He's just walking around smiling.
Well, we don't know.
All those are numbers. See there.
Try all the ones.
Richard thinks he's onto something here with the flags that are on the back of the room. There are numbers on them with different shapes and colors. And he thinks this might lead to the figuring out the puzzle for some of these chests. That is the sound of a lock not opening because Richard did not figure out the correct combination. How do you feel with your failure?
I'm feeling pretty darn good about it.
Oh, I see.
And Zach has got the lock open.
It's on fire.
It's working. Zach has it. He has opened up the cupboard here.
Oh,
Zach has found the blue light with a skull. And Richard reaches in for another box. Zach is on the prowl. We could have just had Zach do this.
There was a black light. There was a black light, and it had a code on it.
A black light is something you do not want to use in Zach's room. At home.
Amen. Gross. And we found another box.
Featured.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a piece of map.
Another map?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's three pieces of map, and they're at 32 minutes left. There are five pieces they need, so they need two more. Richard is reading. He has he's from the New Jersey school system, so his reading comprehension skills are a little iffy. And it's an old world font, so...
Yeah, I can't think with you, man.
This is a cool room. This is a really cool room.
Jeff, you're using an iPhone here. Pirates did not use iPhones in their time.
It was I had business I had to take care of.
Okay.
Oh, those are the cards.
I have no idea. 5840. And he pulls out a key from the Goonies.
What is that?
It's a tombstone for... Really small
that is people. Chester Copperpot's key. Come on. Goonies?
Where's the skeleton?
Am I in a room with people that have never seen Goonies?
I have never seen Goonies.
I have seen the Goonies.
Jeff hasn't seen
it. I was going to let my daughter watch it because I was like, I watched it. I turned it on and I was like,
what do we do with
that?
Yeah,
I can't let my daughter watch this. I forgot.
There is a lot of
the whole beginning with the statue and the
Like, really? Yeah. I watched it when I was younger. So I can't remember that.
Like Bad News Bears.
Oh my
god.
Oh, okay.
But I thought she'd really get a kick out of the Oriental guy because she liked Inspector Gadget, and he always had the little
gadgets. But
I don't know.
How old is she now?
She's 11.
So a couple more years.
This was like a few years back.
That's the one who likes.
She can probably do it now. You know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, Brittany's got it. She's opening the box.
The compass!
Compass.
Is there anything in here?
Cards.
Cards.
Oh, all right. Cards.
Look at that. Teamwork. What's going to work?
Well, it hasn't worked yet.
Teamwork.
Teamwork works a lot.
No, I'm talking about opening the box.
Oh, okay.
I've just been bad at slow at doing these. 6, 2, 8.
No one has screamed out.
Hold that for a second.
What's in the box yet?
Yeah.
Well, now.
Is 7 a clue? All right, there we go.
All right, Brad Pitt.
What's in the box?
All right.
Oh. Another map. Piece of the map.
Word up.
So how many pieces of map is that?
That's 4 out of 5.
So they now have 4 out of 5 of the maps. And then there is 20 minutes left in this game. They need one more piece of map.
Yeah.
Doing good, all right. Oh, 4 pieces of the map. How much time's left?
20
minutes. 20 minutes? Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. All right, then. Well, you don't seem like you're in much of a pickle. I guess I'll just be poor today.
Right. We've reached a point where there's much arguing between the group. Dissension is rising as there's 16 minutes left. These guys may end up killing each other just to get out of here.
Last minute. Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I know the answer.
Under pressure, you guys have only lasted 45 minutes.
14 minutes.
We're down to 14 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock.
And this still does something.
We have Rebecca is looking at a cannon.
Where is it? The circle.
That one's heavy.
It don't look down a loaded gun.
The barrel of a gun.
Why is it loaded? It's not. That's not.
Look at it. It stops right there.
No. Stop pointing guns at me.
There's no. It doesn't go all the way through. Side?
You're not supposed to point a gun at anybody.
D.
Oh.
Look.
See, it's my gun.
It is. It's your gun.
There's
it's
a
got
D
my
on this gun.
It's got my initials on it. Don't tell me I can't look down
there. Is there another initial in there somewhere?
So we don't if have it has an L, I'm going to freak out.
Did we ever do anything with this?
Oh, yeah. Whatever came of this. Anybody know?
Let's hold it to the light. Oh. You E.
Zach, you're making it worse.
It's not you, it's this.
It
She's all trying to move it away from him.
15 men on a dead man's chest.
Zach has a Chinese finger cuff lock thing.
Really even. You're messing it all up.
Steady hands. We're down to 11 minutes, 45 seconds. There is a key. The key goes on to here. This is not a good light to be showing.
Map.
Zach has found 5 pieces of the map.
All 5 pieces.
Fantastic.
Did you happen
to
find the key so I can take
it
out?
11:20.
Well,
best keep looking then. Keep looking.
Oh, okay, here. Right there. That's where the key is going to be.
Boom.
All right.
Joe has opened it. There's 8 minutes and 56 seconds on the clock.
What do you got there? Is it the key to the door?
They're opening. It is opening a Russian nesting egg.
Oh, there we go. We got a key.
Here comes the key.
To the thing.
Oh.
Oh, the key. We're going to the. You want the child in or?
Yeah. Can we? What's
Zach is turning the key.
You open that child or you want to blow the cannon up? I mean, which one do you want? You know what? I like your style. Blow the door down. Oh, wait a second. I'm behind the door. Well, don't blow the door down. Now, sir, please don't run the turn. You turn it kind of the other way, far, far away from me. Turn it far, far away. Keep on turning it. I don't want to turn anywhere near me. Oh, no, you blew a hole in the ship.
We did it.
Boom, the door's open.
Good job, yeah, good job. Oh, in 7 minutes, too. That's a very fast
too. That's, I think it's one of the fastest times today. So good job, all of you.
So let's do a post-game wrap-up here. Oh, I thought he was taking a picture of us. Joe?
Yeah, I thought that was an adrenaline-filled
that was so awesome.
Puzzle-solving challenge ride.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
That was a ball. That was fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun too.
Yes, I will sign off now and say congratulations on the first annual Funky Town podcast escape room challenge, the Pirate's Chamber. They have successfully made it from the 18th century and back into the 21st century. I'm Dustin Schneider, and I'm signing off. Thank you, and good night.
Oh, I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions?
What do you tell the people that didn't get out of the room? So
we have, like, an underground dungeon that we keep them in. No, I'm just if people who didn't make it, we still just congratulate them as well for trying, having fun, and we still take their pictures just like if the winner does as well. So.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, that's one of the more, I guess, fun rooms that we have. Cthulhu is more of a... it's more of an abstract type of thinking. It's fun as well, but I think Pirate you have more fun in because everything's like right there in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Cthulhu, you have to find other objects, and this leads to there, that leads to there. So.
And while Pirate's very logical, if you all notice,
mm-hmm.
Cthulhu is very abstract. Yeah. How is A meant to be? Where is B? Pirate's very A, B, C, D. Cthulhu's very A, B, F, tree, parenthesis, car, flower.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
I just started a few months ago.
Oh, right on.
So
right
I've
on.
Been here a few months as well. Brandon's been here longer as well.
Since December, but we've been open since October.
Awesome.
Oh,
Brandon?
Okay.
I'm Zach. I think we talked on email.
No, actually.
No? Mark? I mean, what is the...
what's the best time?
Okay.
Got out of the pirate room?
25 minutes remaining.
Oh, wow.
Now, you can't hold yourself to that standard because that guy eventually became someone who builds... stuff for us. Because
mm-hmm. One guy by himself?
It was him and his wife, last I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, with a large group, it's a hit or miss of will you have too many cooks or will it actually be enough split up to do it quickly? So you guys had what, 7 minutes left?
Yeah.
For a group of about 9 or 10, that's actually really good because normally you'd be right down to the wire because too many people, no communication. All that stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's what, you see that
we're at first.
We're
would not be surprised.
We're broadcasters. We know how to communicate.
Well, I would be surprised if you guys didn't run into the problem we have at least 3 or 4 times a day, which is someone unlocks something, doesn't take the lock off, and walks off, and you guys spend the rest of it, or like 20 minutes going, how do I unlock this?
Oh, yeah.
It happens at least 4 or 5 times
a day. Wait. Good job, guys. That was awesome.
All right, Dustin Snyder, thank you for that play-by-play report. Thingamajigger we did.
I tried my best. I hope it didn't come across too creepy.
Well, they come across creepy. I just wonder if people are gonna be like, wow, that was the absolute longest, shortest podcast. Because I mean, this podcast is gonna come in probably the shortest one that I've ever done, and it'll probably take the longest to listen to.
It's weird. We did cut a lot of stuff out. We cut out a ton of combinations, a ton of numbers. We didn't want to give away some story points throughout this edit.
And it is chronological.
It is chronological. We didn't give away the ending. After you hear the cannon blast go off, there's a lot that happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to spoil it for anyone, but we want you to see that you're into... It's a fun time.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun.
Even me standing there with you guys watching it the second time, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, and watching you guys...
Not
discover
really.
Different riddles and puzzles. It's like, yes.
I think I would have had fun just sitting back with you and just watching instead of, you know, I had fun doing it, but I think it could be just as fun to watch, especially if you've already done it and you're kind of like, oh, you're so cold. You're not even close.
Now, they have 2 chambers there.
Mm-hmm.
They have the pirate room, and then they have the Cthulhu room.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft room.
Yes, and they're fixing to open the Pharaoh's tomb is the next one. And that one I'm really interested in. That Cthulhu room's a little weird. It kind of puts me off because they say it's not as linear.
Yeah, it says really abstract.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say? He said if the pirate room is A leads to B leads to C, the Cthulhu room A leads to J leads to 7 leads to purple.
And then somehow tulips are in there.
Right.
You're like, what? Makes no sense. But yeah, it was a good time. I liked watching you guys go through it. It was fun.
It's real fun. It's local here in town. It's right off 30 in Green Oaks, catty corner to Best Buy. So if you forget your batteries, you can run across the street.
Exactly.
And in the Ridgemar Mall parking lot.
And after doing it the first time, I felt really accomplished with something. It felt really good. It's 1 hour,
mm-hmm.
and it's what, 20 something dollars a person?
It's 20 or 25.
20, 25 a person. So you go in there for 1 hour with your friends, you have a blast, and you still have time to go do other stuff at night, or, you know, if it's in the middle of the day, you can still go out and grab a bite to eat or whatever. It's not a super time hog, and it's fun.
I like to do two. I like to go do the pirate room, and then once you do that, and you're kind of like, okay, I kind of see how this goes. You kind of have an idea of, oh, I wish I could do it again, but do it differently because now I know what's happening.
Yeah.
Then go into the Cthulhu room and try to do it again since you know what's. But it's a different, like you said, it's a different puzzle or a different way of thinking in that room. But you'll go in thinking that, oh, I have an idea of how to do this. We need to have leadership. We need to take notes. We need to have some sort of organization.
Whatever. And it's probably all thrown out the window once you get in that room.
Probably.
I want to see the inside of that room. I haven't seen it. I'd like to just see what it looks like. Because the pirate room looks like a pirate ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, really cool.
Yeah. And so you said that you'd already gone, but you'd done this before. Who all went with you? Was like the wife and stuff?
It was my wife and I. My cousins and some of her friends that they used to work with mm-hmm. at the same company on her side, and we all went.
And then you said RoboTuner and then went out there?
They went, like, right when it first opened. He took the his podcast, and I think his sister went, and her husband all went out there. And if I remember correctly, and I'm sure Matt will correct me if I'm wrong, but they skipped one of the vital roles, one of the viral locks like they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they skipped it and got the cannon unlocked.
Still managed to get through.
Without completing like one leg. And the guy like asked him like, how'd you get past that? But it was like right when they first opened, right when they got going.
I wonder if anybody ever got in any fights in there. Like if there's... Like, I mean, like, we're like, come on, you're not doing it right. That's got to be the right, you know, like where you know that your clue and you've figured it out and the person that's doing it isn't doing it right. But when actually you're wrong, the number's wrong, but you're yelling, I know you're not doing it right.
So there's a point, and I think we cut most of it out because there's a lot of numbers being talked about and a lot of clues on how to solve this particular riddle in the room. But it has to do with the flags in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
There's these flags, they're on some ropes on a pulley system. You can slide them back and forth or you can flip them up. When we went a few months ago, there was only two sets of flags with holes cut out through them. And you had to try to roll them around and line them up to form a certain set of numbers.
Mm.
And they changed that because we got stuck on it because one of the flags was torn weird and it wasn't making the number like it should.
It wasn't lining up right, yeah.
Like it was supposed to be making the number 5, but it looked like the number 8. So it kept screwing us up with the lock and we had to use one of the coins to ask the pirate, mm-hmm. like, what's going on here? You know, we can clearly see the numbers. He's like, it's messed up. It should be a 5, not an 8.
Yeah.
So they changed it for you guys, which was kind of cool.
It was cool. And I'm proud that we didn't have to use our coins. So we had no hints.
No hints. And
you helped us out
a little bit.
Or
with not, 7.5.
I don't think you really helped us out. You were kind of like you're getting warmer kind of a thing.
Yeah. There's only one thing I told Zach about because he was completely like befuddled on it.
Mm-hmm.
And was the Chester Copperpot key. And because none of y'all...
got the Goonies reference.
Got the Goonies reference, except your wife. So disappointed, you guys.
Yeah, and then afterwards, we went outside and talked to the guys. And then we stood outside for another little bit and just kind of hung out. We all sat outside talking about, oh, that was so cool. That was so much fun. Remember when we did this? Remember this? Whatever. You know how you do.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it, too. When you get you meet up all your friends a few minutes early, hang out, chat about whatever, get nervous, get excited, go in there, do it. And then when you're done, you want to stand outside and and talk about what you just experienced. It was just fun. It was a cool thing. I'm sure that it's good for church groups or like businesses that want to do like team building, or, you know, I think we need to do it to where it's like each one of us need to pick a room. And so like our podcast and then your podcast, Off Radar, Robotuner, we can all do it and see who gets
the
best time.
It would just be Matt and I. And we would get pissed at each other.
It would be only me and Dustin, or me and Joe and Zach.
But Matt and I trying to figure out logical things together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like watching flies stick to fly paper.
Especially if we could stream it live where you could actually watch the video. So, because, I mean, they have a little laptop outside where the pirate can watch and see what's going on there to see if you need help or what point to come in and out or whatever. So, if we could pull that up on our screen and see you and Stubbs in there battling it out, that'd be awesome.
Stubbs just staring at a wall as I'm trying to fix everything. That's exactly the way it would be.
I can see it.
I can talk bad about Stubbs. He doesn't listen to podcasts at all.
He doesn't.
Not even his own.
I know.
Terrible. He's so busy listening to nails.
But, all right, I don't guess we really have any too much to say about it. It's just it's a really good time.
Question real quick. How long do you think a lifespan of that room would last? Before it gets kind of burnt out, like people don't book it anymore? Or do you think it'd last quite a while? Before they have to go in there and change it up or make it...
Yeah, I would think it would last a little while. I mean, it's a pretty big city. And you always have... Like, I think you can't be older than... I mean, younger than 16 to do it. I think you can... There's a lot of parents stuff involved. You probably go a little bit younger, but I think they like it to be 16 or 18 and older. So you're always having kids that are getting older. It'd be a cool birthday party thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
We should have asked them if anybody's, like, peed themselves or had a panic attack or something in there, being trapped. And
I did wonder about that, because you don't really feel trapped.
You don't feel trapped, but you do feel the pressure of, I've got to get this figured out in order to get out, because that does jack with your head. Like, of course you're going to get out if time runs up. But you still have that in your head, like, I've got to figure this out. I've got to do it. I've got to do it.
I got a lot more nervous once I figured out where the clock was. You know, because at first I didn't notice there was a clock in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then, there's an actual counting down clock. It's just, there's something about that that will do it.
How about we make a room where you have to defuse a bomb? And you have to figure out clues to defuse this bomb. And if you don't defuse it in time or cut the right wires by figuring out these different clues, it blows up, but it blows paint all over you.
Yeah, as long as it's something that's not actually, you know, you're not going to
lose. How crazy would that be? That'd be fun. Let's start us up one. Let's empty out this studio and make it into one. Want to?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, you mean like now?
Yeah, right now. Let's go. All right. Let's start emptying out.
What song should we play at the end?
I don't know. What do you want to hear? You want to hear something else off Come On, Feel the Metal?
Yeah, I was thinking about Pearl Necklace, because what do you find in a pirate's box? Pearls.
Okay.
Well, then
that's.
I mean, we could go with Booty. Isn't Fat Bottom Girls on here?
Yeah. Dirty Deeds.
Oh, Dirty Deeds is good.
Done Dirt Cheap. Is that Hagfish? Hagfish.
That is Hagfish. Let's do Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, Hagfish.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for letting me come out.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah, it was a blast. Thanks to everybody who came out. And thanks to the guys over at Secret Chambers, secretchambers.com. They're on Facebook as well.
Yelp. That was a big selling point. They were on Yelp.
Yeah, they're on Yelp. They take your picture at the end of it. That'll be the title card. I've got it.
Oh, you've got it?
Yeah, I posted it on the Facebook page today.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I'll have to go check it out. All right, cool.
All right.
All right. This is the Funky Town Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Anytime.
done the cheap. Dirty deeds and the done the cheap. Contracts, high voltage.